It's Pink, What About Us on KMFM Monday night. You're listening to Glenn Scott and YouTuber turned pop star Sarah Close is hanging out on the show.
Hello, how are you?
I am very good, thank you. The last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you've kind of grown up with YouTube and that you've got a few early videos that you have hidden on your YouTube channel. And you said that you were going to release a video where you reacted to all of the old videos.
Yes, I did say that, didn't I?
You did say that, didn't you? Did it happen?
No, it hasn't happened yet. It will happen one day, though. I'm just waiting for the perfect time.
Okay, when do you think the perfect time's going to be?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I want people to see them yet. When I,
Do you need to, like, build up the courage for all
of
it?
A little bit. They're just sitting in a file on my computer. I need to build up the courage to actually open the file and see what's going on in there.
Okay, well, I am hoping that by the next single, when we chat next, that video will be in the world. But if not, then at least we've got this recurring thing going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, we can always catch up about it.
Exactly. Five albums down the line, I'll be like... So, this video, I'll be like, I'm so old now, I shouldn't even be on the radio anymore, but where's this video?
No, it will definitely come before five albums.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. We need to talk about your new single, it's called Only You, it's out now. Tell me a little bit about how that track came to life.
So I wrote it back in February, and wrote it with this guy called Max, who I met when I did a writing camp in Berlin. And he was spending some time in London, and we became good friends after the camp, and I was like, okay, let's write a song. And I was in a little bit of a creative block, and the song actually started off really slow. When you hear the first demo that we did of it, it sounds really wrong because it's so much slower than the single version that we put out. And it had none of the production. It was done just with a piano, and it's really sad. And he kind of went away and produced it up and was, you know, he was like, here's the song. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's really different. And it kind of sat with me for a little while. And because I kind of wrote it at a time when I wasn't really loving songwriting, it just kind of, I just held on to it and I didn't really think anything of it. And then it was a couple months ago when, after I signed to the label, and we were kind of listening through all my songs, that song kind of popped up and we were like, this feels right.
We need to talk about where you're from, the Isle of Wight, because I went to university in Portsmouth, and every year when I was doing student radio, we'd have the annual Isle of Wight pub crawl, which is where we got the boat over from Portsmouth, and we started, I'm trying to think of the name of the hill, but we started at the top of this hill. It was always a really strange place. I loved it, but it was always quite like all of the locals didn't ever really like us being there, which is completely fair. What was it like growing up on the Isle of Wight?
It was amazing. I mean, it's all I've ever known, so I really have nothing to compare it to. I mean, I grew up living next to the beach. I spent so much time outdoors. I feel like I have a bit of a weird childhood because I didn't really grow up around other kids. Because I was so isolated. I lived in a tiny village, and my village was full of people who were all older than me. And I used to come home from school on the school bus. There would be like four people on my bus, and I would just get home and it would just be me and my brother. I could go for walks and not see anyone. And that's something that living in London now I really miss.
What's the biggest difference now? So obviously you grew up on the Isle of Wight and then do you say you moved to London?
Yeah.
What was the biggest like culture shock? Was it just the amount of people?
Definitely the amount of people. The Isle of Wight doesn't have a Nando's.
Oh, no.
Or like
that's
a
outrageous.
Wagamama's. So that was fun to getting to experience those.
But then Portsmouth has a Nando's, so you could always get the ferry over and then get your Nando's and then bring it back, although it probably would be quite cold. Although obviously you'd eat it in Portsmouth. That's a stupid idea, Claire.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you bring it back all the way to the Isle of Wight?
A rare specimen to show everyone.
Yeah, just to be like, everybody, look at this. This is what they call a Nando's on the mainland.
I'm not sure how that would go down.
Obviously, my perspective of the Isle of Wight has been distorted. Thank you so much for hanging out on the show.
No, thank you.
And I'm going to hit play on Only You Now. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Yes, of course. Hello, my name is Sarah Close, and you are listening to my latest single, Only You. Heartbeat bleeds on the front step.